A giant in the world of Texas arts died on Sunday. He was a photographer and writer, and his work made Texas famous around the world. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan remembers Bill Whitliff.
Hector Saldana is curator of the Bill Whitliff Collection at Texas State University in San Marcos. He says Whitliff left his mark on several artistic fields.
That's correct. Bill Whitliff is probably most famous for bringing Lonesome Dove to the screen. He was the screenwriter.
Now, besides the whiskey, I think we'll require a little respect. I'm Captain Augustus McCrae. This is Captain Woodrow F. Call.
Whitliff explored what he saw as the four pillars of important Texas art: writing, photography, music, and film. Saldana says Whitliff also brought Willie Nelson to movie screens in Honeysuckle Rose and Redheaded Stranger.
A lot of people don't know that the reason the song On the Road Again exists is because of Bill Whitliff.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again.
Bill Whitliff needed some music for a scene in that movie and asked Willie to do something like from the bus, and Willie goes, you mean like On the Road Again? And he goes, yeah, and wrote it, and we have those lyrics also here at the Whitliff Collection.
Saldana says Whitliff was warm and friendly, the quintessential Texan.
I don't think he ever met a stranger. He was very personable, and he had great stories. I mean, from the time when he was a teenager, he was about 16, when he drove from Blanco, Texas to see Elvis Presley play at the then Municipal Auditorium.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail.
And he found out the show was sold out. He climbed a tree to try to get into a window, saw Elvis Presley there in the window. Elvis motioned to him and asked him, what are you doing up there in the tree? And Bill Whitliff explained, and Elvis Presley tore out a paper towel and wrote to the ticket taker to let these three boys in. They're friends of mine. We have that piece of paper on display at the Whitliff Collections.
Whitliff was also an accomplished photographer, having published a coffee table book on vaqueros, or Mexican cowboys.
He was always busy. He always had a project. He had either a book project or some new photo prints he wanted to do. He was always on the go, and so that's what I'm going to miss. His demeanor was laid back, but he was a firecracker.
His death was sudden. He had a heart attack at 79 years of age. When he died, he had been overseeing the expansion of his collection at Texas State. He's survived by his wife, Sally. Funeral arrangements are pending. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.